Now an update on the story of an olive farmer in France. His name is Cédric Herou. He lives along the French-Italian border in an area where migrants often cross from one country to another. And he was put on trial for helping those migrants. Today, a court handed Herou a 4-month suspended jail sentence. Reporter Adeline Sey has been following the story, and she joins us now from Paris. So just remind us what Cédric Herou was on trial for, Adele.
Well, the court says he illegally helped migrants. And it's a little murky because he himself says he was not caught, at least recently, helping migrants cross the border. He may have done that in the past and was told, obviously, you cannot do that anymore, which he says he stopped doing. So this time it's a little bit more murky because he simply says that migrants come to his doorstep and he's just helping them out. Right now, he's housing about 40 people, including 20 minors, 20 unaccompanied minors. Over the years, this is someone who has helped hundreds of people. So he was very disappointed by this verdict, obviously. And I spoke to him earlier today, and this is what he said. So Herou is saying, we have no choice. People show up on my doorstep. So if I don't do anything, I violate the Good Samaritan law. So what value does this law have in a society in which people who apply it are punished for it? It's kind of schizophrenic, he says.
What is that Good Samaritan law that Herou brought up when you were speaking with him? What is it and how did that play out during his trial?
Yeah, so in France, there's a law that, let's just say you happen to walk by a river and you see someone drowning and someone who obviously needs help getting out of the river. You're not just morally, but legally bound to call for help. Or help yourself if you can. Or you could be tried for that. And, it, you know, a lot of people feel like migrants are in this situation. They may not be drowning in front of your eyes, but they may be starving or they may be cold in the winter. And this is why you absolutely have to help out. There's also a 2012 law regarding humanitarian help, which says that you can't be penalized for taking measures to help people's, they say, safety and dignity. So it's really confusing why he would have any kind of sentence at all in this case.
So this place where Cédric Herou lives, it's called the Roya Valley, also known as the Rebel Valley. Why is that?
Yeah, so La Roya Valley has a French side and an Italian side. It's in southeastern France, on the border of Italy. There are many farmers there. And imagine, you know, you're basically minding your own business, growing olives or chickens or whatever, and then migrants come to your doorstep because you happen to live on the border with Italy. Well, obviously, these people, they were just helping out. So, in fact, there's a lot of people, actually, who got in trouble helping out people who have crossed the Libyan desert and the Mediterranean Sea, a lot of them kids. And so they feel compelled to help and therefore defy authorities. That's why they've been called rebels.
Right. So this trial of Herou and his sentence of time served, should it also be seen as a message to members of the community in the Roya Valley and beyond to just stop helping migrants?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. His lawyer and himself, they say this political trial that the government is trying to appeal and appease, frankly, right-wing fringes who are putting pressure on the government to deal with this crisis just flatly refused to take any more people in. President Macron has said he doesn't want to see any more people in the streets of Paris or, you know, sleeping in the streets or anything like that. But we haven't seen so far, you know, a plan unveiled. And so Cédric Herou, the farmer, said he would love to actually have President Macron come over so he could show him exactly what is happening.
I got to say, Adele, Cédric Herou's story has got echoes of the resistance during World War II, people helping other people because it's the right thing to do, even if the law might not be on their side. Have any French been making that comparison?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's still a lot of people who remember World War II and what happened then and feel a lot of compassion and compelled to help. So you see a lot of people making these comparisons all the time.
Adeline Sia in Paris, thanks very much for the update, Adele.
You're welcome, Marco.